Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do you use Vinted? If you do, we'd love to hear your experiences. Spending in second-hand shops, even using things like the online site Vinted as well, it's actually jumped about 200% in the past year. But is buying the likes of a coat or a top from France for about €5 really helping the environment? Stylist Justine King is with me here on the programme today. Justine, I believe you are a Vinted fan.
I'm a huge fan, both buying and selling.
Really?
It's completely transformed my shopping experience, yeah.
In what way?
So I just feel now it's at my fingertips. It's replaced that kind of buying excitement that I used to get from, you know, ASOS, Amazon, any of these online things as the packages start arriving. I feel that little bit more sustainable that it is, you know, the garment has already had its life cycle. And both buying and selling experience I just find so easy. So it's easy to, yeah, put up myself and then use that money to buy new to me.
It's funny, I wonder, like I'm a sort of a recent convert to Vinted, right? In that I have put up some stuff and I've sold a few bits on it, kind of for the experience, and I wanted to see what it was like, and there's stuff in the wardrobe that, you know, I'm not going to wear again, or I don't like it anymore, or doesn't fit, or whatever it is. So good excuse to try and get rid of it. God, I have just found it's time consuming. I just find it so much hassle. I wouldn't say I've made any money. I have only actually bought one thing on it myself. I bought a little fascinator for the Galway races because I knew it was something I didn't want to spend much money on. But the amount of things or queries you get from people, requests to buy items you've posted or you've put up for sale for maybe a quarter of the price that are living in France or Spain. And I just wonder, is it actually, like, could that be more environmentally friendly? And, you know, if it's more accessible to purchase, if we're buying more, are we doing more harm than good?
Well, my attitude of it would be that garment someone's already bought and either doesn't fit or they don't like. So it's either going to end up in landfill or, you know, in the charity shop. And even, you know, at that could be the end of its life. So we're extending the life cycle of something that's already been something that someone made a bad purchase on, right? Rather than, the way I would see it is, if we're always buying new from the shops, the demand is there. So they're, you know, having to bring in more and more and create more new clothes. That I would think, although I do agree with you that shipping it over from France, you know.
Oh, anyone that looks to buy anything from France or Spain, I just don't bother accepting it because I just think it's a total waste packaging this thing up and sending it off. And then if they send it back, and oh, God.
But then, do you not find from the seller's experience, it's the exact same wherever it's going? That's what I find so user-friendly in it. A Depop I used to be on before, and you had to decide the shipping rates, and it was more complex.
Really?
This, you're just packing it up, and it doesn't matter if it's going down the road or it's going to France. It's easy.
Well, that's true. Elaine Pyra is with us as well, Justine. Elaine is an Instagram content creator, but I know from looking at your social media, you're kind of a new Vinted convert as well, Elaine.
Yeah, so I'm mostly a Vinted seller because of that ease that you were talking about. The fact that I also live by a post office. So for me, it's honestly, if I lived further from the post office, I don't think I would do it as much. So I've probably sold, I'd say I sold like 25, 30 items. And then I bought maybe 10. So I'm more cautious when it comes to buying, mostly because sometimes it can be hit and miss what you get, or maybe the item doesn't just work out for you, doesn't fit, and then you have to relist it. I tend to be a seller more so.
Yeah, I've only purchased one thing on it, you know, but the idea of actually having to ship the stuff back because it isn't as described, which I believe from the text coming in from listeners, that's often the case, Elaine.
Yeah, so I bought maybe 10 items and I've had two funny experiences where both the items that I received were filthy, like filthy.
Seriously?
One was a pair of jeans. This is the strangest thing. It arrived and I ordered this pair of jeans. I had the jeans already and I thought, I got a stain on my own ones. I couldn't get the stain out. I was like, I'll just repurchase. Brilliant. Cost a tenner. Jeans arrive, they're balled up in a ball in a bin bag with another pair of jeans that I haven't asked for. Then when I pulled out the jeans, I was like, they were covered in tan, they were filthy.
Oh my God.
is awful. So I requested a refund and I got quite a lot of sass back, and the person was like, just pop them in the wash. And I was like, well, I'm not going to pop your jeans in the wash. Why didn't you pop your jeans in the wash?
And here I am, so, like an Aegis, you know, getting these things nearly dry cleaned. That's probably costing me more than I've made on it, and wrapping them up in plastic and fancy paper and like spraying like a nice spray into the end. Like, so I don't have to do this at all. You can just, I can't believe people are selling dirty clothes.
Well, my view would always be, regardless of what someone does when the top arrives or the jeans or whatever arrives, for me, I'm like, it's the sound thing to do. I'm not going to send someone my dirty clothes.
Jeans.
And it's not that hard to pop something into the wash. I've had that. More recently, I got a top and it was covered in deodorant stains, smelled of sweat. It was covered in fake tan. And the thing that's bad about this is that So with the jeans, I just returned them. I said, I don't want these. I had to pay for the shipping to return them, which is annoying. With the top, I really wanted the top. So I have to decide at that point, do I wash it? Mm. And if the stains still don't come out, it actually voids your right to get a refund or a return. So I had to make that choice. I was like, okay, is it worth this? It was 10 euro. It was a cotton top. It turned out lovely. Like, I really like the top. I'm really happy with it. But I had to make that choice. Do I bother washing it? I ran it through the wash twice. I was like putting washing up liquid in, trying to get this person's deodorant stains out of the armpits. I'm putting all this effort in, and then, you know, if it didn't come out, that wasn't the sale voided. I now own this top that essentially was just.
You'd have to question if it's worth the hassle at all, Elaine, to be honest with you. But Pat Kane, sustainability advocate, is joining us here on the line as well. Are we just substituting one bad behaviour for another, Pat?
Yeah. So hi, Andrea. I do agree with everyone. Vinted has made secondhand shopping more accessible, and I think that's a really good thing. But I think we should be careful about confusing buying secondhand with consuming less. You know, we're not doing anyone any favors if we're still buying, although secondhand, a load of stuff that we will probably wear once or twice. So, you know, if we're buying something we didn't actually need simply because it was cheap and it was like that reward, you know, that good feeling that we get, of course, after we get something that looks great, you know, we are still consuming. And the fact that that item is pre-owned doesn't automatically make the purchase sustainable.
But is it not better that I'm not buying something brand new, that I'm saving, you know, maybe something that's going to landfill?
Well, the question is, you tell me, you know, did you need that? You know, because
probably
if you're buying
not.
For the sake of buying, it's just overconsumption. So I think the question there is really the biggest question is, what is it that you need? And again, by no means we only buy what we need. We buy things we want. We see pretty things. We fall in love with bits and bobs. That's totally normal. But I think that, and again, I'm a very big fan of Vinted myself. I sell, I buy, I think it's brilliant for all the right reasons that the ladies mentioned as well. But I think Vinted can make overconsumption, you know, feel virtuous because we're buying something that's already there. You know, scrolling for entertainment is great. Buying things because they're 5 euro or replacing perfectly good things simply because someone else, you know, caught her eye, our eye. You know, we're still part of that cycle of acquisition. And I think, you know, it's more asking ourselves, do I actually need this? Am I buying because I need, you know, because I think it's gorgeous and because I will want to wear it often and as much as possible? Or is just an impulse?
I know. And it's particularly if you're kind of shipping or buying from other European countries as well. Should the parcelist make its way there?
Yeah, the secondhand, you know, dress or whatever it is might be coming from France, you know, or in other countries. You can buy from Germany and whatnot. It will still involve packaging, transport, delivery. So, of course, this is generally preferable to buying a brand new item. We get that. But secondhand doesn't mean impact free. So when we're constantly buying things and selling things across borders, because the platform obviously allows for it, we can end up creating the whole new consumption loop rather than genuinely reducing the consumption.
Just when you mention, Pat, the platform itself, there's a listener here, Justine, has got in touch to tell us, as they describe, about the kind of the serious functionality issues with the platform Vinted. I don't think it's fit for purpose. I'm currently on my third failed sale because I can't generate a shipping label. The Irish air codes don't seem to work. If Vinted could improve their platform and customer service experience, maybe that too might help the environment and recycle clothing. I've had that issue myself too. Justine.
Yeah, the last thing you want is to Sorry about that.
No, you're okay. I think it's Justine still with us. Justine King, you are.
Yeah, I personally haven't, but I've heard horror stories of there was at one point they were not updating the app. So the package was arriving. The buyer was saying to people, hi, your package arrived, but Vinted isn't letting me, you know, accept the package and go ahead and release the money. And then it was getting past the date for that. So the sale was getting cancelled. So the person had sent the item. This was happening. It was a technical glitch a little while ago. Thankfully, it didn't happen to me, but I know someone it happened to with two very expensive items and she was getting... The buyer was getting refunded. So there's definitely technical glitches going on. I personally haven't had any bad experiences. Yeah. But
have you had any experiences, Elaine, with the actual the service platform itself?
No, I think for me, whatever, I obviously missed all of these glitches. But for me, the bit that I take issue with the platform is that if you have an instance where someone sends you an item and the item is disgusting and you send it back, you can't review that person. So you can't let other people know that this person ships disgusting items. You actually have to complete the sale before
You'd want to be able to call them out completely.
Exactly. And like with the second top that I got that was gross and I cleaned it and it's perfect and it's fine, I did give that person 2 stars. And
two? Like, what would you give them 2 for? I'd have given them none.
The reason I gave them 2 is because I thought about the entire thing. She gave me it was perfectly packaged, which was frustrating.
So that doesn't matter. Just mean she put it folded nicely in an envelope.
No, she put it, Andrea, the things that they arrive in, like cereal boxes, bin bags.
Well, wait till you hear this texter. I bought a Paul Smith scarf, new without the tags. It had over 20 moth holes in it. I couldn't leave a review, actually give it out about the seller, as that option wasn't available if you get a refund. So I ended up down the return postage and furious about not being able to even wear the thing or tell people, warn people about this seller. How do you send off a scarf with 20 moth holes in it? It was unbelievable.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.